Yeah, it's Green Bay Every Day with Alex and Alex. He's Alex Grove. I'm Alex Grove from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, on your Friday, March 29th, 2024. Hello, Jesus.
Do you start every one of these with yeah?
I do, yes.
I did not recognize that. I thought every one of these, you just said, it's Green Bay Every Day, which is how I do it. But you say, yeah, it's Green Bay Every Day. Did somebody ask you? Are you responding to a question?
No, it's just kind of more what I do when I sign on to things. I usually always say yeah.
Yeah, it is, and I'm Alex Strofe.
Yeah, see, you're picking up on things. Yeah. So yeah, I just say the word yeah a lot. It's kind of my thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't like that you're asking me questions about how I talk.
I'll stop.
Okay. Fantastic. All right, Green Bay Every Day with you ahead of the weekend, less than a month away from the NFL draft, which is crazy to me. The offseason flying by, which is good. You know you're getting close when the Packers release their offseason dates, which they did today. I'm not going to read those to you, but the rookie minicamp, the OTAs, stuff like that. The dates for that was announced today. So that's how you know you're getting close, which is exciting. And you know summer's here because the Brewers opening day today. Bless you.
I sneezed, but I turned the mic off. You didn't have to. Anyway. Yeah, we're saving you from opening day, though. Like, listen, we work in a space where people love all sports, right? You are currently wearing a fake Christian Yelich jersey. Yelich jersey.
There you go. Easy for you to say.
And that's great. I could spend money on a cool jersey if I found it. Plus, the Milwaukee Brewers are cool in a lot of ways. But, like, I'm a football guy, and then after that, I'm Frisbee. We both know this. Now, I understand that's incredibly niche. No one really cares about Frisbee. And I've learned that as I've kind of helped with the marketing of the team. But then it's basketball, soccer, hockey, and a pretty wide margin before we get to baseball. I don't get it, and we have been talking about it all day. Social media queen Maddie Hayes been giving me garbage all day, just like, Alex, how can you not like baseball? And I'm like, oh man, all right, she's getting angry.
She's a big baseball girl. Cleveland's a big baseball city where she's from.
It's a sad place.
Ouch. Our former boss lives in Cleveland now, so I can't help but think that's a shot at him.
It's a happier place for it now.
What?
Now that he's there, it's a happier place.
That's fair. That's a good point. I like baseball. I'm not like a diehard, but I like baseball.
I could go to a game. I really like going to Mallard's games here in town. Right there. They're local, so I don't have to go far. I get to go, like, I think it's $13 for a beer and a hat. Awesome deal.
A beer and a hat.
And the ticket. It's like $12 to get in, or you buy the $13 ticket, you get the hat, you get the beer, you come back next time.
How many
time.
Mallard's hats do you have?
I gave mine to a kid. The one time I got the hat. But I'm not a hat guy.
Yeah, you're really not.
You worked at Lids. I no cap, not a hat guy.
That was horrible.
Thank you.
I did work at Lids. I got a Snapchat from one of my best friends, Kyle, today. He is at the Mall of America currently in Minnesota.
It's a big mall.
Do you know how many Lids they have there?
No.
They have three Lids stores in the Mall of America.
Why are there more than one?
And he is attending, or he has sent me a picture in all three of the Lids today. But why he's doing that is because I recently told him a story, which I will now tell you, about the time I worked at the Lids in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And one summer.
Shout out Packers.
Well, I'm getting there, yes. One summer during training camp, a man who just had the physical attributes of a Packer player walked in the door. It turned out he was. He did not make the roster. He was a undrafted free agent fullback. From like, I think it was Newberry College. If you really want to do your research, you can figure out who I'm talking about.
They have a Frisbee team.
But he had a nickname of an animal. And he walked in and he was acting like he was hot, you know what. And he said, well, Aaron Rodgers calls me this animal. Squirrel, I'll tell you that. He calls me Squirrel. So on the hat, on the left side, I want you to put a picture of a squirrel. So he wanted me to stitch in like a brown squirrel on the left side of a Green Bay Packers hat. And then on the right side, he wanted his number. So I stitched up three hats for him with squirrels on them. And then we went to check out, and the total was probably somewhere around like $120, $140.
Holy cow. What year was this?
2016 maybe.
So before the last like big inflation round too. That's, man, I didn't realize you could get custom
hats. Hats were like, at that time, they were like $30, $32, $35 depending on the type of hat you got. Base And then he got double inscription on each hat, which those ran, I think, $10 or $12 a piece. So
I don't get it, man. I would not spend much money on a hat.
No, I'm with you on that. So, well, my 40% employee discount was lovely for that. Anyway, so so anyway, we go to ring this guy up, or I go to ring this guy up, I should say. Card declines.
Oh.
Second card declines.
Oh, no.
And he's like, hold on, I got to go call my bank. Never saw him again. So, and then, like, the next week, this poor guy got cut.
He needed to make the roster.
He's still playing football, just not in the NFL.
Oh.
I found that out recently when I told my buddy that story. So, anyway, shout out to you, former Packers fullback, and shout out to this New York Jets former general manager, Mike Tannenbaum, who was on Get Up on ESPN this morning, had this to say about the Packers quarterback and the impending contract extension happening with Jordan Love.
I wouldn't let him leave the facility after that last playoff loss to San Francisco. I would have got an agreement done. I would have dated it after mid-May, and I would have gotten him done because the market's only going to go up. And if we were building a team in the NFL and you were drafting players today, we would all start with Patrick Mahomes. But after that, Jordan Love's in the conversation of who do you want to build around for the next 10 years. He's that good, that talented. And when you look at the depth of the skill players that the Packers have,
young
from Dobbs to Watson to Jaden Reed, two tight ends. They just got Josh Jacobs. They're going to draft a left tackle this year. Greedy, he is positioned to be one of the two or three best quarterbacks in our sport for a long time.
That Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up this morning. So a lot to unpack from that, including Jordan Love will be one of the top two or three quarterbacks in our sport for a long time. Now, Mike T obviously prefacing it as anybody should with essentially, hey, Patrick Mahomes is one, but then it's a crapshoot after that. I love Jordan Love more than the next guy, probably. I still have my Jordan Love, my fake Jordan Love jersey, since you called me on my Yelich jersey, my fake Jordan Love jersey, sitting on my desk right now, just in case I ever need it. He's got a ways to go, though, to be considered a top two or three quarterback, but I get where Tannenbaum is coming from in terms of the skill positions and some of the pieces around him offensively that will set him up for success. But I need to see a full season out of Love before I'm ready to say, hey, yeah, that guy's going to be a top two or three quarterback in the league for a long time.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, one of the things that he rests his hat on in that argument or that statement is that the Packers have really built up things around him. And don't get me wrong, I love the young talent. Romeo Doubs is a great kind of Allen Robinson-esque possession receiver. He's there, he's safe, he's running good routes, and he makes good decisions. Christian Watson's a burner, and while he hasn't been healthy, I'm excited to see what he can do. Jaden Reed could be a true number one in the league for a while. But none of those guys invoke the level of respect that a Keenan Allen or a DJ Moore could. So I, like, as far as pieces around him, I think he's... There's an argument you can make that the Packers have the worst pieces around the quarterback in the NFC North at the top end. Amon-Ra St. Brown is excellent. Justin Jefferson, nobody has anything that compares to him. And then Keenan Allen and DJ Moore are both excellent. I think the Packers have a really good floor and a lot to hang their hat on. Don't get me wrong. I think that they won't end up as the worst unit. But as far as, like, true iconic pieces around him, I think that that's blowing it out of proportion.
Well, I don't know that he said iconic, but I think, you know, looking at what they made of it last year, you can only expect that growth, you know, continues to go up, right, for some of those pieces, including Dobbs and Watson, assuming he's healthy. And there was news that came out today that he's going to a specialty lab to take a look at his hamstring issues, so do with that information that you will on Christian Watson. But Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, I mean, those are pieces that look like they could develop into true pieces. Now, I'm with you. I won't sit here and say they're going to develop into a DJ Moore or Justin Jefferson or an Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I think if last year is any indication of what the Packers' offense can be, it's that you don't necessarily need a true number one receiver. You just need complementary pieces around you that can all help raise the bar together. And they certainly did last year in a playoff win on the road at number two Dallas. The tight ends are really interesting. Could those guys be, or one of those guys, be a top five tight end in the league? I think the door's open, right? Travis Kelce's older. He's probably not going to play a whole lot longer. TJ Hockenson's getting older. He's obviously in division in Minnesota now, formerly in Detroit, now in Minnesota.
Recovering from an ACL, too, which, I mean, you hate to see it, but that can really take a toll.
George Kittle, Kyle Pitts, those are other names to look at. But could one of these guys, Luke Musgrave, or Tucker Kraft, who, by the way, did you see the video of him crushing a spotted cow at an autograph signing?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, man, it's terrific. Tucker Kraft is just handed a spotted cow, and he just guzzles it.
Is there anything that makes you like Packers more than watching him just down a beer?
Yeah, no, because it is the most Wisconsin thing you can do. Just like how I responded to your question with, yeah, no. Right? I mean, it's as Wisconsin as it gets.
I remember hearing the story about Jordan Love like the 2 days before the NFC, not NFC championship, but divisional round, right? He helps somebody out of a ditch because he's driving a big truck. I love that. You know, that endears him. That makes him, you know, truly a champion of the people, right? Nah, give me David Bakhtiari just smashing two beers at, was it an Admirals or a Bucks game?
It was a Bucks game.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that, I wanted to hang out with him. Like, yeah, I still would hang out with Jordan Love, and I think that he's like a chilla. Like, I think we would chill together.
A what?
A chilla.
Okay.
Like a chilla?
A chilla.
Like, I would not say, you might be a chinchilla, but you are not a chilla.
Okay. I don't know what the hell you just said, but it's fine.
Chiller?
Now, I do want to correct you on one thing, but I actually don't want to correct you on one thing, but I feel like it should be corrected. Jordan Love did not actually successfully help that woman out of the ditch or out of the snow.
He just
stopped by and tried to help, but he was unable to.
That doesn't surprise me.
He still got credit, though, and he should, right? What starting quarterback is stopping to help somebody out of a snowbank? I don't know that there's many. Jordan Love, great human being. Unfortunately, he just didn't succeed.
I mean, he's from Utah, right? Or he went to school at
he's
Utah?
He's from California.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we can't blame him.
He's used to snow, so I'm with you on that. So, anyway, I don't know. I think, like, Mike T might be a little bit more excited about Jordan Love than most should be. No, I mean, like, I'm excited. Of course I'm excited about the potential of Jordan Love, but he only did it for 9 or 10 games. I'd like to see him do it for a full season. If he does what he did in the second half of last season for a full season, I'm ready to declare he's the dude and he's going to be a problem for the other 31 teams for years to come. But right now, I'm all in for the contract extension. I'm all in thinking he's the franchise quarterback. I just need to see consistency and stacking success, which we saw a little bit in the second half of last year, but we didn't see it for a full season.
Now, what could be a good gamble here is if, you know, the Packers sign him to a $50 million contract, a $52 million contract, whatever it ends up being. I mean, like, even at that, like, so Joe Burrow is getting $62.9 million this year. That is rewriting. Jordan Love has not earned that contract, but if he goes out, lights the league on fire and is, you know, clearly the best, he would have to get something like that next year. And so you could be saving $10 million a year if you sign him to that $50 million contract today, or if he goes out and he plays kind of what we expect, you know, like Justin Herbert at its best or something like that, you know, then suddenly we're looking at, is that really, you know, maybe we sign him to a $50 million contract and he should be a $40 million kind of guy, you know?
Yeah, Justin Herbert at his best is a top three quarterback in the league.
So like I'm saying
consistently with Herbert.
At Jordan Love's best, he performs like Justin Herbert did this past year.
Well, then that
year.
Would be underwhelming.
Right. And you know, nothing against Justin Herbert. I really like him. And it's just one of those things where to say, yes, Patrick Mahomes is the 101 if we're drafting today, I don't know if you can really consider Jordan Love at two.
Who's
really
definitely
at all.
Above him?
I would Burrow? Have Lamar. Yeah, you got to go Lamar. I think Joe Burrow has the injury issues.
Yep.
But like, I would probably take Joe Burrow beforehand. Yep. Another
Josh
one.
Josh Allen or no?
I think
right
that
now
one's
I would say yes.
A little bit tougher because he hasn't gotten it done, but neither is Jordan Love. Right? Like, it depends what kind of system you're going to run, but Jordan Love is safer with the ball. If you want to be turnover adverse, then you could make the argument that, yeah, you can take Jordan Love over Josh Allen. But, like, Josh Allen has the ability to wreck a game in a way that we have not seen Jordan Love do.
No, I agree with that. Herbert or Love?
I'm probably going to go Herbert on just full talent.
Okay. CJ Stroud or Love?
Oh, that's a really good one.
Oh, I know.
That's damn
that's
good.
That's the toughest one, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Jordan Love because of the time he spent in the league. There's a chance CJ Stroud is a one-off, but I don't...
There's a chance. It's just not a large one.
Yeah. Brock Purdy or Jordan Love?
Jordan Love.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You plug Jordan Love into San Francisco, they win the Super Bowl last year.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
I like it.
I do too. And I like you, bud.
Oh, man. Thanks.
I follow you on Twitter, which you can also do.
Oh!
At Alex Gravatt.
He's one of my 125 followers!
G-R-A-V-A-T-T. You can get me on Twitter, at Alex_Strouf, S-T-R-O-U-F. Have a great weekend. We're back with you Monday. It's Green Bay every day on the Green and Gold Fix podcast.
260 followers. My apologies.
Wow. You're blowing up, bro.
Oh, yeah.